Welcome to The Listening Post. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. From New York to Hong Kong, Mexico City to Ferguson, Missouri, people around the world are gathering to protest. A few hundred New Orleanians recently protested the verdict in the case of Michael Brown, and ongoing protests in the city have included the case of Eric Garner. I've got WWNO reporter Janaea Williams helping out this week.
Hey, Jesse. I'm excited to be here. So I've been watching these verdicts coming in the last few weeks regarding police killings of young black men. And I've been watching as different cities have come together for some pretty big protests. And these are all places I've lived, like New York, Oakland, Los Angeles. So as a New Orleans transplant, I've only been here about a year, I've been really curious about the protest culture here and why outrage over these cases seems a little more subdued.
Well, we tried to get at that question from a number of different angles for you, Janaea.
People have really been fighting in the street.
Elizabeth Stebe is an associate professor of English at the University of New Orleans. She researches social protest in the South and says New Orleans has been in perpetual protest mode the last decade.
Things like the decimation of public housing, the closure of Charity Hospital. Like, we shouldn't say there's only 300 people at this protest.
And Stebe says while smaller, the recent New Orleans protests have a lot of local nuance, starting with the route protesters take, Lee Circle to Congo Square.
Returning to places that have this cultural resonance, such as the sort of pro-Confederate lineage of Robert E. Lee and pro-slavery lineage of that, also then tapping into what's a powerful source of energy with Congo Square.
And as usual, we wanted to know what people in New Orleans were thinking about protests. Here's what people said to our Listening Post sculptures.
Have you ever been to a protest of any kind in New Orleans? What was it about?
I remember when they were integrating the lunch counters and my mama brought me downtown New Orleans to McCurry's to try and eat lunch. And we ran off.
No, I never been to a protest, but if I was to protest, I would protest about the schools.
Yes, I have been to a protest in New Orleans, and it was the Mardi Gras parade.
Back in the civil rights days, I protested discrimination in the schools and in society.
If you were going to organize a protest in New Orleans, what would it be about?
It would definitely be about the low minimum wage, especially for waitresses. My God.
It would be about the crime rate in New Orleans.
It would be involving the legalization of marijuana.
It'd probably be about maybe abortion.
I honestly don't know what to protest about.
It would probably be about the recent killings of numerous African-American males in the country. It seems like the price or the value of an African-American life does not mean that much right now, and not too many people care.
And we also got some great text message answers. People said they'd like to organize protests about the educational system. Some folks said violence and police mistreatment. Some people said fair housing. And one person wrote, I would organize a protest against the mayor and city council about the inequality in the development of New Orleans East compared to the rest of the city.
Awesome. Thanks, Janaea.
Anytime.
The last word in our segment goes to Mardi Gras favorites Crew de Vue, a parade known for its social commentary. Jeremy Martin is co-captain of the sub-crew of Spank. He says the parade doesn't take the place of a protest, but it's a good way to express solidarity.
We need to give a forum for the absurdities we put up with, and I think that's healthy to bring them out in the open and say, look, isn't this ridiculous? It gives people the feeling that they're not alone.
Thanks, Jeremy. We'll look forward to Crew de Vue's satire in their upcoming parade. That's all for this week. Remember, text the word hello to our local number, 504-303-4348. And you can also leave comments and see what we're up to on Twitter, at @LP_NOLA. If you got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the clouds.